Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news that you need to know. On the internet, there has been a firestorm between the followers of John MacArthur and Beth Moore. That's the headline. David James, Bible in hand, comes to explain this firestorm.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
There's been a firestorm all across the internet because of a comment that John MacArthur made at a conference concerning the popular Bible teacher Beth Moore.
Well, it's been all over social media. So on the one side, there's been a firestorm of reaction to what John MacArthur said. Then on the other side, there's been strong reaction to those who've taken John MacArthur to task by those defending him. Now, Todd Friel, who's the host of Wretched Radio, started off part of a panel discussion by saying this: I will say a word, and the three of you need to give a word or a pithy response to the word. Let's begin with an easy one. The word is Beth Moore. Then John MacArthur said, I was thinking of the same word, go home. And then MacArthur went on to say, there's no case that can be made biblically for a woman preacher, period, paragraph, end of discussion.
What are some of the concerns that many have with Beth Moore, and how should we look at this biblically?
Beth Moore is preaching and teaching men in sports arenas and in large churches around the country. And the Southern Baptist Convention's statement of doctrinal beliefs affirms that while men and women are created equal, they have different roles in marriage, family, and the church. And Paul makes it clear in 1 Timothy chapter 2 that women are not to be teaching the Bible or theology or in a position of authority over men. And based on my research, Beth Moore claims that Jesus talks to her and she recounts the exact words exchanged between the two of them. And he sometimes, and this is her words, calls her honey and babe when they talk. She claims to get revelation, knowledge, and directions from God that she records and speaks. She says she's a visual person, so he often speaks to her through visions and by putting pictures in her head. She regularly partners with charismatics. So unfortunately, Beth Moore holds to quite a bit of bad theology, is mystical in practice, and stands in opposition to the Word of God when it comes to the role of women in the church.
David James, Bible in hand, explaining the firestorm on the internet between the followers of John MacArthur and Beth Moore. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. If you have a moment, think about this with me. Dave's report showcased the issue of women preachers and conservative men teachers of the Word of God, the Bible. It is key that we study God's Word on this issue. And also, we must pay attention to the letter that Jesus sent to the church in Asia Minor some 2,000 years ago, the church at Thyatira. Revelation chapter 2, verses 18 to 29 is the letter that Jesus used to warn of women preachers in the church and the false teaching that they may be giving. Dave's report was not an attack on women, but a sign of disobedience to God's word in the last days. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...